Well, it's tax time again. Have y'all done your taxes yet? It's coming up soon. Was it Ben Franklin that said, only two things in life that we can be certain of, death and taxes? And it seems we do our best to avoid both of them as long as we can. Well, at least you can file a couple tax extensions before Uncle Sam's comes knocking. But death, on the other hand, we sometimes put off thinking about forever. I'm a firm believer that you and I cannot begin to live life fully until we have fully embraced our own mortality, until we have come to terms with death. What we believe about death will define who we are in this life and how we choose to live each and every day that we have on this earth. Why are we so afraid of death? Sometimes I think that we think that death is the enemy of this life, or maybe the opposite of this life. And if we do think in those terms, we begin to put all of our efforts focused on this life. We begin to make an idol out of this life. We hold on to it for dear life, as if that's all there is out there. We want to try to live forever, but in this life. But when we do that, we're avoiding one of the most obvious truths of our humanity. Not only that we can't, but that we are dying each and every day. And that we are going to breathe our last one day. We don't know when or how, but we know that it's happening and that it's going to happen. No matter how many days or weeks or years, no matter how long we're gifted on this earth with life, life is always short, always unpredictable, always precious, and none of us is guaranteed another day or any number of days. We've got to come to terms with that. What do we do with that? Do we just avoid it? Act like it's not there? Or do we embrace it? Seek to understand it? Ultimately, welcome it? I know many will say, you know, I can deal with my own death, but I can't deal with that of my loved ones. And I believe that's completely understandable. But it's also all the more reason why we need not avoid it, but seek to develop a belief, an understanding of both life and death, because they go together and they're very real. We've been studying a lot of Dietrich Bonhoeffer recently, and he has spoken profoundly on this subject of death. And he says this, he says, death is terrible if it has not been transformed by faith. Death is terrible indeed if it has not been transformed by faith. Powerful statement. Another thing he says about death, he says, death reveals that the world is not as it should be and is in need of redemption. The world is not as it should be and stands in need of redemption. And Christ alone is the conquering of death. Christ alone. In our gospel reading this morning, Martha said to Jesus, "Lord, if you had only been here, my brother would not have died. If only, if only." Mary said the same thing. Jesus said to Martha, "Your brother will rise again." Martha knew enough about the Jewish faith to respond. She said, "Yeah, I know that he'll rise again on that, you know, resurrection day, that final day, that last day." But Jesus says, no. Jesus says, that day, that future day, that final day of resurrection has come. It has come, and it is come into the present, here and now. And it has come in the person who is standing before you, Jesus Christ. And he said, "I am the resurrection and the life. Those who believe in me, even though they die, will live. And everyone who lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this?" She said, "Yes, Lord." She had already demonstrated a tremendous amount of faith. "If only you had been here, Lord, you could have done something." She said, "Yes, Lord, I believe that you are the Messiah, the Son of God, the one who has come into the world." Let me say that again. Those who believe in me, even though they die, yet shall they live. Do we believe this? We don't have to understand it to believe it. Faith is not based on our understanding, because our minds and our ability to understand are weak. We will never get there on our own understanding. Our faith is in one person alone, and that's Jesus Christ, the one who has come into the world, the one who has demonstrated that he is worthy of our faith. It's not in an understanding, it's in a person. And this is the good news of the gospel, that Jesus has conquered death. Death has no power over those who believe in Christ. Even at the grave, we make our song, "Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia." That is our Easter song. That's the reality that changes everything, beginning today, here and now, from this time forward. You see, Christ has come from beyond the grave, beyond death. From that place, from that final resurrection day, he has come from the other side of death into the present, into our lives, into the brokenness and the darkness of this world, and he has made this new life available to us here and now. The resurrection is here. Doesn't begin after we die. We better not wait until we die to try to start figuring that out. He's come that we might have life today and have it abundantly in him. Not something that we need to understand. It's not a doctrine to be understood. It's a person. It's a loving relationship with God of the universe, who loves you unconditionally, even though we're unworthy of his love. He loves us. He's done everything he can to be with us for eternity, in hopes to be with us for eternity. But you see, if death is the end, then we're going to just live our lives one way, eat, drink, and be merry, for tomorrow we die. But if it's not, then it radically transforms every other day of this life. We're going to live it completely differently. Paul wrote in that epistle to the Romans, "To set the mind on the flesh is death, because the flesh is mortal and is dying. It's wasting away. Don't put your faith in the flesh. But to set the mind on the Spirit is life. The Spirit is eternal. The Spirit is of God. It's returning to God. It's where our peace is found. If the Spirit of Him who raised Jesus Christ from the dead dwells in you, and it does, He will also give new life to your mortal bodies also through His indwelling Spirit. Because of His Spirit that He's given to us in baptism, because of that Spirit that dwells in you and me, that's calling us forward out of death and into life, this earthly, short, precious earthly time that we have together is a time of growing together in love. It's a time of preparing ourselves for the kingdom of God here and now and for eternity. It's a time of living joyfully and thankfully despite the suffering that we all go through in this present time. It's a time of growing in Christ through the reading and meditating of God's Word, feeding on Him by prayer, by repentance, by joining together in Holy Communion, by learning to listen to that still small voice of God speaking to you. Come and follow me. John chapter 16, Jesus says, "In this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I've overcome the world." That's what we hold on to. That's what we claim. That's the spiritual life in Christ that is the source of our strength and our hope. So it's really, really important that we not wait. That we not wait for the next crisis to begin to get on our knees and pray. That we develop a way of life that nurtures the spiritual reservoir of God in our lives so that we can withstand the varied chances and changes of this world that come our way. We need that in order to get through this life, but also to prepare us for the next. And we don't know how much time we'll have. We can't wait. Now is the time to develop your spiritual lives when times are good so that you can have that firm foundation to stand upon when times are not. I want to leave you with one final quote from Bonhoeffer. And this is from a person who was not suicidal. Don't be mistaken. This is a person who sought to live and follow Christ faithfully until the end and did so. And he says, "No one has yet believed in God and the kingdom of God. No one has yet heard about the realm of the resurrected and not been homesick for that hour, waiting and looking forward joyfully to being released from bodily existence. Death is grace, the greatest gift of grace that God gives to people who believe in Him." Whether we live or die, we are the Lord's possession. The knowledge that death has no power over you and I is the beginning of this life, this new life that we can live freely and fully and abundantly from here on into eternity. Amen. May we stand together and reaffirm.